Welcome back to the Atlanta Home and Remodeling Show in downtown Atlanta. And once again, it's Mike and Gene at the Go Dogs Roof Exhibit and Booth here. And we're joined now by Charlene Shockley with a company called DB Atlanta.
Yes, sir.
DB Atlanta, what does your company do?
Well, DB Atlanta stands for Direct Build Atlanta. You can find us at dbatlanta.com. We're a design build firm. We have an in-house architect, an in-house designer, and a wonderful in-house CAD girl. So if you're looking to renovate your kitchen, bathroom, basement, I do whole house renovations anywhere from $100,000 to $2 million. I specialize in historical renovations, so right down here, Emin Park, over here, Brookhaven. We've been building for over 30 plus years. Robert and Andre Hames own the company. I have four project managers. We go from Paulding County all the way to Suwanee. And then, of course, I come to Atlanta. So I have a really great team. Like I said, we do it all in-house. So it's a one-stop shop. So if you're looking for someone who'll hold your hand through the whole design process, I'm your design build company.
Excellent. A complete design build company in Metro Atlanta. So you guys work inside the perimeter. I see what a lot of these older IBM homes, I say IBM homes because they're the ones that first built them down inside here. And a lot of like additional stories and stuff like that going on to build up where you can't build wider,
correct,
just a lot size. Do you handle that kind of?
Absolutely. We've done some renovations. And are you familiar with the Emin Park area?
Of course.
Okay. So we did the tour of homes. We had two of our completed projects in that tour of homes. So they actually got to go in and see the $2 million renovations of those original homes. Right now we're doing one. It's called Zebulich. And that's also going to be a 2.5 because, let's face it, if you're ripping out walls and you got to put new electrical in and we got to have a master plaster person, so not everybody knows about those trades. Have you ever looked at the handmade carved wooden coffer ceiling?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have master craftsmen that know how to deal with that.
Even down to the crown molding. That's on my mind.
Yes, sir.
The crown molding and all of those, the dental work in those areas are hand craftsmen kind of work. And challenges you face in electrical with old fuse type electrical, things like that, you're able to update that to code?
Correct. We have to follow the codes. Of course, every county makes you follow the codes in every city. So we know how to pull the permits. We know how to work through the process. You have to have in-house architectural designs to do anything to a home. So that's why you want a design build company to hold your hand through the process.
And are you finding yourself maintaining not the integrity of the look in the time period of the home when it was built? Is that kind of your goal too, or are you going to a more modern look?
Well, we can do both, but a lot of people that have these historical homes want to maintain the character of the home. And you can actually put a nice, you know, kind of more up-to-date kitchen, but you might have that marble looking countertop, but maybe it's granite, you know, so it just depends on what they want. You know, they might want more of a custom, you know, cabinets. We do custom cabinets. We do custom everything.
Are you employing the skills of an architect when you go to do these?
We have an in-house architect staff, so everything is in-house. So that's why you want to come to us, because we know the process. You have to have architectural drawings to submit a permit in any city or any county.
Absolutely.
Just like for you with roofing, I have to have the right roofer because you have to pull a permit for roofing.
Correct. Absolutely.
It seems like you're only limited by your imagination in the things that you can do.
You got it.
How much fun are you having?
I'm having so much fun. I love my clients. I'm the client's relations manager. I'm the first voice they speak to. I'm the wonderful person that sets the appointments with my wonderful three salespeople. My guys have over 85 years of experience. So as I say, there's no I in team. I have a great team of subcontractors that we work with, and Mr. Robert Hames himself and son Andre have built over 600 custom homes. So we're not a fly-by-night that started 2 years ago, 10 years ago, or 20 years ago. So definitely go to our website and you can see what we do. That makes me stand out from anyone else, because we perform partnerships with our subcontractors. I don't want you for a day, a week. I want you to be a partner through the whole process.
I noticed in these types of remodels and homes, one of the biggest challenges is construction scheduling. Is that something you guys handle to make that a seamless from trade to trade, to the tile guy, to the electrician, to the plaster? to all of that? I know there's a lot of struggles in that. What do you find in construction scheduling challenging, and how do you guys smooth out those rough edges for the home?
Well, we use an in-house program called Builder Trend. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Sure. It's very client savvy, so the client can see the process, kind of give them access. So they have pictures of everything before the house is uploaded. They see all the architectural design. We make a schedule so they know, like tomorrow, maybe the demo crew's coming. 2 weeks from now, we're doing rough electrical. So they see the whole process, and they see that we say, okay, we're starting here. And so I give a map of 3 to 4 months, depending on the project. So it, you know,
you could set expectations, patience. Let them get out of the way, which is huge. A lot of people like to stay on site as these remodels go on, which can be maddening.
It depends on your remodel. You can live in your house if I'm redoing your kitchen in your living room, and a lot of people will put a little cooktop area or something in the basement. Mm-hmm. But if it's a whole house renovation, I recommend we move out. Who likes dust all over the house? Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
As you know, I do additions with sunrooms. I can do a covered porch. And some people like a whole pergola area. Then they want the hardscape. They want a nice little patio-y area. I do a lot of outdoor kitchens. Let's face it, in Georgia, we can almost live outside 8 months of the year, right? So that's more added space for someone when you have a covered porch or sunroom, and then you do an outdoor kitchen. So then you're the house everybody wants to come to for entertaining. So it's a win-win for the client, because that way they're saying, I've got more space now, so I can bring the family over for that barbecue. Or then I have extra space if the kids want to come play and it's raining. So it's a great way to expand. And it also adds value to their home. When you pull a permit for a house, and then let's say you got to sell the house 3 years from now, then you can see how much value we added to that home. I've been a licensed real estate agent for over 20 plus years here in Atlanta. My real estate company is High Caliber Realty. So at the end of the day, I understand adding value to your home.
Would it save us time to ask you what you don't do?
Good question. I've done quite a few things, but that's why DB Atlanta hired me, because of my background. I've been a project manager for years. So I understand the process. And when a client says, hey, Charlene, I got a question, maybe they don't want to ask somebody there, it's okay to come ask me. Because let's face it, we have to hold the client's hand through the whole process. So when we get done, I also bring in a photographer, and I do whole pictures of the whole project, and then I do a drone. So that way they have something they can share with their family. And then, of course, I put it on my website, and then I put it on Facebook.
Absolutely. You know, we're talking about a lot of luxury items, a lot of more high-ended remodels and things like that. How is your financing? Is it in-house, or how do you handle it?
We have some in-house, and since I've been in real estate for 20-plus years, I have other strategic financing departments that we can, whether your bank, you can do a HELOC, you can do an equity line of credit. So we can have that conversation with me. If they need some help, we definitely can do that.
So you understand that space. You can make a seamless transition for the homeowner to get into what it is they're after.
Absolutely. I've done residential and commercial real estate. So like I said, I also am a paralegal, so I understand contracts. When you say, Sterling, what have you done? I've done everything, just about. But guess what? I'm willing to learn from you guys.
Do you have a unique or out-of-the-box design or renovation that you did that was just out of this world, or just so unlike anything you've ever done before that you can share with us?
I would say the projects at the Inman Park with historical homes was absolutely wonderful, changing some of that space and then adding, it looks like a four-season room, but it looks like it's the original character of the house. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, let's just throw up some windows and some screens and just, you know, typical.
You got to match the time period.
Absolutely. So, you know, we have some beautiful homes, not only in Atlanta. We have the Kennesaw. I live in the city of Marietta. So there's a lot of older homes all over Atlanta. I live in a 1948 little bungalow, so I gutted that whole thing and redid it. So I understand how the project works, and I understand that the client wants to, we want to feel comfortable in our home, right? Sometimes you can't always feel like, I'm not sure what I want to do with my space, but that's why you want a design build company to give you the ideas.
What's your favorite type of project? What makes you happy? More where you're given freelance to expand upon your vision, or to bring someone else's vision? board?
Oh, absolutely. With the vision of what the client wants. We give them the ideas. Sometimes people don't always know what they want, but we can give them different on the drawings, like say, well, I think I want to do this or I want to do that. And they love it that I can change the CADs, you know, pictures. And then that way they're saying, you know what, I want to add a fireplace here. Or never mind, I want to do a whole wall of windows to open up the space to the backyard. Can you do a hardscape for me, Charlene? Absolutely, we can do that. So the vision is the client's, but sometimes you have to help them see the vision.
What if an interested party wants to get in touch with you, a family that wants to have their home done by DB? What does the consultation process look like? How do they get in touch with you? Is there a charge for these services?
We're absolutely free consultation. Go to dbatlanta.com. You can fill out the form, and I'll be the person to give a call. We set appointments, and we come out to your home, sit down with you and your spouse or significant other, and decide some of the things that you want to do, and our consultations are free.
Wonderful.
Charlene, thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much.
Charlene,
I appreciate
also
it.
Does medical surgeries.
And she is the mayor of Marietta, so we know you've got to get back to your job, so we'll let you go. But thank you so much for joining us. dbatlanta.com, correct?
Yes, sir. Thank you
so much.
Charlene,
thanks for sitting in the Go Dogs Roof Booth
today.
Okay,
thank you.